Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Rose and Vine, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Will never come true, making believe. What else can I do?
Can't hold you close when you're not with me. You're somebody's love. You'll never be mine.
Making believe.
Next song is written by Woody Guthrie and then some other guy, I can't remember his name right now. I think he was a school teacher, wrote the music for it. Woody Guthrie was going, he was like traveling through the country or whatever, the story goes. I don't know how true all this is. You never know with like folklore and stuff, but he was traveling through the country and he kept seeing, you know, these newspapers and they were talking about a plane crash that happened in Los Gatos, and it was a plane of deportees. They would say the names of the American pilots, but they wouldn't name any of the deportees. They just called them deportees. So he wrote this song, and it's pretty relevant today. Maybe more relevant today than it was back then.
Jesus, see Maria, you won't have a name when
says they're just deportees. Is this the best way to grow our big orchards? Is this the best way to grow our good fruit? To fall like dry leaves, to rot on my topsoil, and be known by no name except deportee. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos. Jesus y Maria, you won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee.
Hey, Stephanie, what are you holding on to there?
Well, I've got my auto harp here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, this particular auto harp I had made for me by a man named George Worthy. If you know anything about auto harps, you might recognize that name. He made some pretty fine auto harps. He might still be up there in Pennsylvania making some. I'm not really sure, but he has an apprentice named Greg that has been copying his designs and making them the same way. So this is a pretty nice one I splurged on several years back. In general, sometimes I'd bring out an auto harp and people either don't know what it is or they call it a harpsichord. It's hard enough carrying a bass around, let alone taking a harpsichord with me everywhere I go. Or they say that they've got one in their attic or their grandmother played one. So people either have really strong, fond memories of the auto harp or it's just a brand new experience for them. So both of which are good.
So would you consider yourself an auto harp geek?
No.
Okay, you don't have a whole bunch of them.
No, I'm not an instrument collector. Once I get one I like, I stick with it. I have one bass, one guitar, one auto harp.
Once you get one you like,
yeah.
That sort of suggests that you had another one before this one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I might still have another one floating around. It's easy to be evangelical with auto harps in a way. They're so interesting that people are drawn to them, and there have been a lot of people that have wanted to learn how to play the auto harp from me. They are intrigued by it and want one of their own, so I don't know how many people have bought an auto harp, probably played it for a month and then never played it again, but so I usually keep one around for people to try out and see if they like it before they make a purchase.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me, I say? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory cling to that bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Like the rose on the vine, I am clinging to you as I did when we drifted apart. I am wishing you back to that little shack where I kissed you and called you sweetheart. Does a chair in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you miss me and wish I was there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, darling, are you lonesome tonight? Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me, I say? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memories cling to that bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? eyes. I've counted the month and the year. I've counted on you since we drifted apart. Tell me, darling, are you lonesome tonight?
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me? I say, are you sorry we drifted apart?
Does your memories cling to that bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart?
Thank you. Thank you very much. What about the woods that they're made of? We talk about woods all the time with our other instruments, and
yeah.
Are the woods in a, like a high-end auto harp like that pretty special?
This one I picked out mostly because I had played a friend of mine. His name is Oscar Harris. He's down in Southwest Virginia, one of my favorite auto harp players. But I pretty much just ordered whatever he had because I played his and really liked it. And I think the back is walnut, and then the front of it is redwood. I believe. I'm not great with my woods, but I believe that's what it is. And then the chord bars are also walnut. As far as auto harps that I've played, it's got a really good sound, and it's very easy to play. There's, if you're not familiar with what they look like, there's a lot of buttons and kind of mechanics of an auto harp and springs and things like that on the inside. So the insides of this one feel really good and feel easy to play.
Tell us where you grew up.
I grew up in East Tennessee in a little town called Elizabethton. It's outside of Johnson City. It's in the hills and mountains, and I grew up in a little valley called Lynn Valley.
Was this a teeny little high school that you went to?
It wasn't too small. There were maybe 200 people in my graduating class. It was a fair amount. A good, strong music program in that school, which I'm really thankful for. I did all the things, marching band and choir, and I have a lot to thank to all my band directors growing up in school, because I started out playing the French horn and piano and things like that, and really developed a love of music that, with the French horn, with kind of band and orchestral music that followed me throughout college. And I played in an orchestra for several years, right until I moved here to Kentucky, and I have promptly forgotten my French horn, and you know, it's still at my house in the case, and I don't pull it out, but maybe a couple of times a year to grease my valves and keep it working. But I had a different start than Andy did. I just very structured practices and rehearsals and things like that. And it took me a long time, and I'm still kind of working on just loosening up with folk music, because when I first started playing it, I was like, where's the music? Where are the things on the page that tell me what to do? But that's been the part about playing folk music and old time that I just love. It's so freeing, and I can just have fun.
Miracles appear in the strangest of places. Fancy meeting you here. The last time I saw you was just out of Houston. Sit down, let me buy you a beer. Presence is welcome with me and my friend here. This is a hangout of mine. We come here quite often and listen to music. Partaking of yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. Sit down, the beside me and tell me your story. If you think you'll like yesterday's wine.
Yesterday's wine, we're yesterday's wine. Aging the time like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, we're yesterday's wine. Aging the time.
Going to college down there at ETSU?
I did. I went to a little school called Milligan College. It wasn't too far away from my hometown, and went there and studied biology. And
this was what college?
Milligan College.
Oh, Milligan. You know, I thought you went to ETSU.
Well, I went there for grad school.
Okay.
After I got my degree from Milligan and realized there wasn't much you could do with just a biology degree, moved to New York City for a few years and then came back and went to physical therapy school down there at East Tennessee State University. And it was there that I joined the East Tennessee State University Bluegrass Old Time and Country Music Program. It's a very long name when you say it all together like that. I showed up there with my auto harp, and Raymond McLean put me in an old time band when he was the director of the program down there. So have a lot to credit Raymond for putting me in an old time band, because I wouldn't be here today if he hadn't done that.
Well, the way this timeline goes, it almost sounds like you were exposed to old time music in New York. Is that the case?
I wasn't exposed to old time in New York, but I learned to appreciate my roots being so far from home. Mm. I was up there in a very eclectic environment where I was living in a building with people from all over the world. And so many of my friends and people up there that I was around did something from their country. Mm. I was really inspired by all these people I was surrounded by. And they were kind of like, well, what do you have? You know, when we were sharing cultures and sharing talents, and I didn't really have anything that was specific to my culture. I had clogged when I was younger and been a part of a clogging team, and that was kind of all I had. So I started listening to some more country music and some bluegrass, and got an auto harp after being inspired by listening to some music that had an auto harp in it. I took it from there. You know, it just kind of, when you're on a path to learning a new music, you'll listen to one artist and then you'll kind of verge off that path and find somebody else. And then you just go down this long and windy road where you're discovering different musicians, and some people are doing the same songs and some people are doing different ones, and made me want to be a part of a larger group of people that were playing the same kind of music.
We were waltzing that night in Kentucky, beneath the beautiful harvest moon. And I was the boy that was lucky, but it too soon. As I sit here alone in the moonlight, I see your smiling face, and I long once more for your embrace and the beautiful Kentucky.
I'd like to thank Rose and Vine for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We thank again the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and on our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, please welcome for an encore, Rose and Vine.
Jump the Mississippi deep and wide if you was waiting on me.
the other side. I need just to hug and hold you tight. I'd jump across and never get wet. Right there by your side, I'd say, yes, indeed, everything will be all right. Yes, indeed, everything will be all right.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Andy and Stephanie, Rose and Vine, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.